good.
Yeah, that's plenty. I got to cut the grass after this, so
line's going to be real straight.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bottles and Bottles, the uncut, unfiltered, unprepared podcast where we talk a little bit about whiskey and a lot about the journeys of becoming a first-time dad.
Yeah.
Today, so we just got done recording our last episode and Morgan was on.
Yeah.
Which was super cool to have her. We started at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been drinking since 8 a.m. So we're kind of toning it down because, like I said, I got to cut the grass and I don't want it to look like I was running away from an alligator. Because you know you're supposed to run in like a zigzag line, right?
And from an alligator, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I guess they don't have the agility to kind of bounce back and forth. So when you run away from an alligator, I've been told you're supposed to run in a zigzag pattern.
Oh, okay.
Because they have a hard time with that because their tail...
It'll just tucker them out.
I guess it'll tucker them out. But it like, yeah, anyways, it tuckers them out.
Well, I figure we kind of break into kind of a little shoot the shit Saturday here.
Yes. I love the idea. Super quick segment. Yeah. We just want to talk about kind of what's been going on within our worlds.
And just to take this a bit further, like becoming a dad, you have these impromptu conversations with your kids, right? It's like... Real quick check-in, like, what's going on? Are you good? What happened this week? Anything bothering you?
Yeah.
And what's relevant?
Mm-hmm.
For us this week, I think it's kind of what we've been drinking, what we've been picking up.
This week has been a hot one.
It's been wild. The last couple, right? I mean, state of Ohio, like, we've got the liquor agency. What would you call that?
The Ohio...
Ohio liquor... regulation.
Yeah, it's like the Ohio liquor agency. It's called OHLQ. We reference that a lot, but they come out with like a special pick every now and then.
Yeah.
You know, their own private selection.
Where they've basically done what the liquor store that I'm a member of, right?
Yes.
What they did. So they have this selection that they went and they picked.
Correct.
Ohio Liquor State Agency. The mm-hmm. group went out and they picked this from Elijah Craig.
Yes. So they released this week and I believe it's a 1 week only thing.
So which one do you have there in your hand?
This is an Elijah Craig private barrel OHLQ exclusive. And this is 117.3 proof.
Okay.
It says.
And that's a barrel proof?
Barrel proof.
Okay.
Uncut straight from the barrel.
Okay.
11 years old.
All right.
11 years. So that's pretty cool. I actually really like pretty much all Elijah Craig products. I really could
is quite good.
I could drink anything from them.
So that's the private barrel.
Yeah. So this is a single barrel.
Uh-huh.
It's a private barrel. So somebody
that all of like that is from one barrel, not mixed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Non-chill filtered, which I'm not exactly sure what that means. Do you know what non-chill filtered means?
You know, I don't. And I know that that's a quality of this too.
Okay. We got to look into that because I really don't know about that. So next episode, note to myself when I'm editing, write that down. distilled and bottled by.
Is that what we got here?
What's that?
Let me take a look at this thing.
So distilled and bottled by Elijah Craig Distilling Company, Bardstown, Kentucky. So we talked about this a little bit on episode 6, I believe. They can actually, a lot of companies can actually source whiskey. And they can bring it from, they can bring in the non-aged whiskey, if you will, to their distillery and just age it. But this is actually distilled and bottled by Elijah Craig, which is pretty cool. And I like I said, I really love a lot of their stuff.
Not getting any hits there.
Apparently my
I think we got a little
It's because I'm connected to the camera. I was anyways.
Whoops, my bad.
No, I'm not, so I hope we're still recording.
All right, so we'll take a look at non-chilled filtered. I was really curious, wanted to kind of know.
Yeah we'll check into that, but at any rate, this week was crazy because
they had a few different they released.
They
was
had
a, what, oh, 111?
There was like 10 of them.
Yeah,
10, and they were all Elijah Craig private barrel.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all at different proofs from different barrels.
And they were all mixed around. Because, like, I know Akron had some.
Mm-hmm.
Strongsville might have had some.
Oh, your car's behind Morgan's.
Oh, man. Let's take a brief break. We'll come back and we'll play a little car shuffle.
Adam's going to move his car real quick because Morgan's got to head to the gym. So. Alrighty, we're back now. Adam moved his car. I ranted a little bit. What I was just referencing was kind of the crazy week that we've had with the release of these Elijah Craig bottles.
Mm-hmm.
I think I went to 7 or 8 different locations, different liquor stores,
just to see what they had, trying to find what might be available.
Yeah, trying to find these.
Just because they're more rare, like they don't do many private barrel releases or barrel proof releases.
No, I'd say from what I've seen, maybe 2 a quarter. So you're talking
from EC.
Not from Elijah Craig, just in general from OHLQ.
Got it.
Doing private releases. Do other states do this?
I think that might be handled more by the liquor stores, kind of how Evil Spirits does it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I've seen it, like there's Total Wine liquor stores.
Yeah.
Like there's a ton of different ones, and I think it gets a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
The state of Ohio, I think, probably just does things in their own way, where the whole state-run agency, like organization, is doing the ordering for everybody, and then they distribute it out to the individual agencies.
Okay. I am curious, though, if there's any other states out there that
are run quite the same way.
Yeah, I haven't really looked into it, so maybe we'll
check. We could probably break into something like that. What I'd like to do on a future one is have maybe a specialist, if we can have them on.
Yeah.
And just maybe give us a little bit of an idea, like, hey, this is how we do it.
Yeah.
Would love, if anybody out there is, you know, knowing of somebody, shoot us a message. We'd love to talk to them, talk to you, and,
for sure,
you know, kind of get some engagement here. So maybe moving on from the private barrel that we've got here,
mm-hmm.
The one in the middle is a bit of a unique one. I haven't seen it before. Is this brand new?
So this is the Elijah Craig Toasted Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually one of my favorites. As you see, we've got our jigger here, which when I brought it home the first time... So Adam bartends in his free time, and I did not have a jigger. And if you don't know what a jigger is, it's a little thing that they pour drinks into at a bar to measure how much is going into
the
glass.
It's very important. As much as I love free pouring, it doesn't give you a consistent drink, because if I'm going to make a drink or somebody else is going to make a drink, you want to make sure that your bar has the same flavor no matter who's pouring it.
Yeah.
So
I totally get it.
When you, especially for me, like I know that, you know, we have kind of a busy day and we kind of move around. If we're drinking, I want to know where I'm at, how long I'm sitting. So if I pour myself an ounce now and I sit here for an hour, I'm good to go and move about the world.
You know your limits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it allows you to kind of get a better gauge for, this is what an ounce is, this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And it's just a nice way to kind of make a clear unit of measure.
I like it.
So
I call it a jiggler, because that's what Morgan first, when I came home and said I bought a jigger. And then later on in the night, she's like, hey, can you move the jiggler into the cabinet over there?
That's
I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. So we call it a jiggler.
That one gets me every time.
But at any route, this Elijah Craig Toasted Barrel, 94 proof.
Mm-hmm.
This says our small batch bourbon finished in toasted new oak barrels. So they age it and then they finish it. Another toasted barrel.
So it gets a lot more of that flavor, that oakiness, that char.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I really like. If you've ever had Woodford Reserve Double Oak,
mm-hmm.
very similar. Basil Hayden Toasted.
Yeah, I've had that one. I've got a bottle sitting at home. Quite good.
Yeah.
So just to confirm, so they do a new oak charred barrel.
Correct.
They age it.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum of 4 years.
Minimum of 4 years.
To make it a bourbon.
There's no age statement on here.
And then...
So it's got to be...
Do they char another new oak barrel?
Yep.
Brand new.
Yep.
And then that goes into that. And then that finishes.
Finishing is
how long? Do we know?
I don't know.
That'd be something good to look into, because that's a new thing that's at least new to me, that's kind of been on the market. Like,
I think you can finish it however long you want.
Angel's Envy Rye is finishing those rum casks, which is delicious.
Oh my God. It's one of my favorites.
They also do their bourbon in the port wine barrels.
Correct.
But then you've got this really cool thing like Rabbit Hole. They've got sherry. They've got all these other different types of wine barrels that they're finished in. So after they're aged, they're finished in these things, and it gives them a really rich flavor that's different than anything else that's out there.
Yeah. I think it's very cool to explore the finishing barrels. Mm-hmm. Like aging, everybody's got to age in the same kind of barrel, right?
Right.
And everybody can create their own profile and their own this and their own that. Where you can really let your creativity show, mm-hmm. in my opinion, is with these finishing barrels,
yeah.
and the way you can finish your whiskey in something that's unique. Mm-hmm. And I think those are, some people like them, some people hate them.
Right.
For me, the toasted barrel, it's just basically ramping up that extra little bit of toastiness, that richness, oakiness. I think it
helps it out, right? Like,
yeah,
I can't sit there every day of the week and have steak, broccoli, and rice for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, you got your daily driver.
Right.
That might be something like a Bullet, Elijah Craig, just mm-hmm. a regular.
Yeah.
You know, nothing special. But to kind of go off the reservation every once in a while and have something a little bit different, a little stronger, a little bit more, you know, punch to it.
Yeah.
I think is good. So those are a couple of things that are going on this week. Do we have any idea of what's upcoming?
What's upcoming? I really don't know. I think we're going to keep following the path of... What's upcoming whiskey-wise?
Mostly is what I'm kind of alluding to is, like, do we have any idea of what might be released? I know towards the end of the year. So we're about mid-June here.
Mid-June.
Mid to late June.
2022, yeah.
So usually, like, later in the year, I think it's October, November, you get a lot of those barrel proofs.
Yes.
From the big distilleries.
Yep.
I'm thinking... is it Angel's Envy does a barrel proof release? And usually those are, like,
mm-hmm.
kind of pre-sold off with tickets of an event.
Super hard to get.
Right, right.
Like these Elijah Craigs were, even though they were hard to get, they were still pretty readily available.
Right.
We were lucky enough between the two of us to get two of them.
Right.
I mean, that's a big pickup. And yep. and like I said, the private barrel that I got, 117 proof, and then the other one was a 114 that mm-hmm. we got. And me, Bill, and Adam kind of share our whiskey collection, which is kind of cool because mm-hmm. you can
get some different flavors, some yeah. different stuff. And honestly, like, half of the things that I've tried from you guys, I would have never picked for myself.
Right.
I'm more like, I've got my sweet spot. I know what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere between like 90 and 105.
Yeah.
I could maybe reach like a 114 if I'm going with a Weller Full Proof.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of where I top out. Anything outside of that is really like I need to dilute a little bit more.
Like straight from the barrel.
Oh my God.
Planting straight from the barrel.
That one, that Stag Junior a few weeks ago.
That was good though. I would drink that any day of the week.
Cruising altitude immediately. It's more like a rocket ship. But really enjoyed it nonetheless. So I was just kind of figuring out, you know, what's going on over the next couple of weeks. I know I've got a wedding coming up mid July. 4th of July is coming up. We got a lot going on. Are you guys traveling at all for that?
No traveling to my knowledge. I will be on the golf course. I will be sipping on something. I've got these really cool flasks from Rag Proper.
Guy.
And I also have these really cool flasks. We're going to do a full-on review. Asian Ore.
I sent you that.
Yes. Their stuff is super high quality. They're these little like glasses that it's like a little sample kit.
Yes.
And so, it comes in like a zippered case.
I don't know if you guys have traveled and tried to drink like nice whiskey before, but yeah. I've used these. I mean, you can go to the store like Target and get little shampoo bottles and try and funnel some of your like nice whiskey in there.
Yes.
But there are these, I saw this brand and they are so, so cool.
Yeah.
They've got a travel Glencairn glass. And they have these really wide mouth sample bottles.
Yes.
That are reusable. They're glass. They've got rubberized coating around the outside of them, a nice, like, good grip top. And they come in a case. And you were showing me that it comes with a marker. It
comes with a glass marker.
Glass marker. So you can put on there. So whatever whether you want a Bullet, Elijah Craig, and then a private barrel.
That's right.
You can mark on there. You know exactly which one it is.
Yep.
And you can, if you're on a flight or, you know, you want something for your room, you don't want to take a whole bottle with you.
You can't.
But you get, is it four or five?
You get four.
You get four in a case that you could take with you. And I think they're 2 to 2.5 ounces each.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got yourself a few nice little sippers for a long weekend of travel where you have your bottle of what you like. You don't have to worry about where you're getting it.
Yeah.
Some random little spot in the airport of whatever whiskeys they got.
Right.
So they're a really cool brand, aged in ore.
Aged in ore. We're going to, we ordered.
We can put up a link on on the comments there.
We'll put up a link. I actually have some. I just don't have them with me. So next episode, I'll bring them on here and we can open them up, review them. I like it for the golf course because I can kind of stage my proofs throughout the day.
Mm.
So if I'm going out on the course.
Tune it to how you're shooting.
Right. So it's like, oh, gee, double bogey, bring out the, you know, bring out the 130 proof.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But yeah, at any rate, that's kind of what I've got my eyes set on. Some golf coming up here for 4th of July weekend. No travel. Luckily, we're doing some baby room prep.
There you go.
Which is going to start. I mean, man, the products are rolling in.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of products to review.
Cool.
We got the baby room kicking and moving over there. And yeah, I think that's really it. So this is kind of our little Saturday rant here. We just had some snacks, had a couple glasses here.
Thanks for sticking around for the extra one. And we're going to catch up next week. We'll have Bill back on.
For sure.
We'll be able to, what are we talking about next round?
So I think we're going to dig into some more of the dad things.
Okay.
You know, some more of what else can a dad expect or what can he do to prepare?
Okay.
As well as product reviews. Because I think we kind of talked about this in one of our other episodes. We're really at the point where what can you do? You know, you call your insurance company, make sure everything's covered there.
Yeah.
But a lot of this right now in this stage where I'm at around 23 weeks is a lot of research.
Yeah.
You have to, I mean, that's what we're doing right now. We are buying products.
You're getting prepped. You want to know what you're getting into, what you're bringing into the house.
I mean, you're literally buying products right now. So now is the perfect time to do product reviews while I'm buying a ton of shit.
Cool.
Right. So we're going to start getting into detailed product reviews, specific categories. So keep an eye out for that. We're going to call it a day. So everybody have a good weekend, good weekday, whenever you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you stopping by. Follow us at Instagram at bottles.n.bottles. And we'll see you in the next episode. And as always, bottles up.